This episode is sponsored by Lucy. I don't know if you know this, Tom, but we got it sponsored by Lucy.
Oh my God, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm looking at the recording. I'm at 4% too. We're both of us are away from the house. So we'll see how this goes.
When you're the only WNBA daily podcast, you got to do it where you do it. We'll do it live.
We're doing it live. We haven't done an episode in a little bit. And we have a lot to cover. I'm trying to think. Where are you right now?
Oh, my gosh.
Where are you at?
I'm at the Jersey Shore, believe it or not. Family vacation.
I like that.
Jersey Shore family vacation right now.
Amen to that.
How about you? Where's your whereabout?
I'm out. The kid's sleeping in the car. So I propped up my phone here. And we're going to fire one off. 15, 10 minutes. He's still asleep. I think I could see through the window. Car's on. Got to make sure the car stays on. All right, we'll start with the biggest news story.
Let's hear it.
A second item has been thrown on the court. Same color. The same color.
You can actually use the word serial thrower.
Yeah. One more throw, and I think it's a terrorist. A terrorist charge could be thrown that person's way. What's going on?
I don't even understand the reason of it. I'm hoping that the players are really not like taking are hurt by it, even though they could truly be hurt. I'm hoping they could just laugh it off because it is painful to get something like that thrown at you when you're at work. To me, it's disrespectful.
Yeah, definitely disrespectful. At first, I thought it was a joke, someone who's had too much to drink. Now it's becoming a thing to humiliate the WNBA. The color, I'm obsessed with the color because I think it dictates so much. It's almost like, you know, in Nickelodeon when you get slimed, like an adult version of getting slimed.
Yeah, it's a humiliating color. You know, and now it's getting internet traction. You're getting some trolls on the internet that are photoshopping shirts that are saying, pay us with more green floppy, and then I'm going to leave word out. Which to me is like, you know, that's disrespectful.
The word floppy was in there?
Yeah, I don't know why they use that adjective.
Yeah, you know,
Who's ever doing it definitely has a very strong arm because it looks like it's coming from the upper deck. And if that hits you, you're in concussion protocol.
I agree. All right, we're doing some investigation journalism now. A strong arm. Men and women both. We've seen Kelsey Plum really throw a T-shirt across a whole an arena, basically. But
that was another meme that I saw. Is they photoshopped, you know, the T-shirt for something else.
Oh, no. What color was it?
It was green.
It's neon apparently, green.
Apparently, Vegas is now taking bets as to, like, what color the next one's going to be. Like, assuming that a third one's going to... To me, that's just instigating a third one to happen.
100%. If you were a betting man, will a third one happen by the season's end? There's, like, 15 or 16 games left.
I hate to say it, but in today's society, I feel like the answer is going to be yes.
Oh, my God. Try that in New York. I dare you. Try that in New York. That won't fly at all. Those fans are rabid over there.
If we are covering a game at Barclays Center and that happens, I think you and I just flip the switch and turn into security guards and tackle somebody. If we see who it is.
100%. Man, woman, what do they like the W? Is it a joke? Is it meant
and
to
you know
humiliate?
Where you know where they're going to go?
Jail?
They're going right to jail.
Right
to jail.
Yeah, I don't know what else to make of it. You could really deep dive into the color. Is it a man or woman? Are they a fan? If it was a different color, would it be more offensive? If it was a different size, would it be more offensive? All questions we have.
You're really looking into you're really breaking down the semantics of the color and the size. I don't know. You're an investigator, so I like that investigative journalism.
A lot of question marks here, but the true biggest story to me is...
I actually think in one of the next posts...
Wait, you cut out there. Say it one more time.
I'm actually interested if we cover a game, if we ask a question post game and hear some of the thoughts as to what they make of this.
That's a fair question. It really is. It might seem juvenile, but it's an absolutely fair question. It's interrupting gameplay. It's disgusting. I don't want to see that at a game, at a W game. Throw that at an NBA game. I really hope in the NBA this year one of those gets thrown onto the court.
I don't know if you know this with baseball. They take the camera off anyone that runs on the field to kind of like say like, you know, you're not getting on camera. Where I think the mistake was is the cameraman didn't know what was on the court and then they zoomed in. And that's it became a story. If the cameraman never caught it, it never becomes a story.
That is true. Because I think the second time you just saw the green blur and it cut away and then fans said
just
yes,
made it to the it just made it to the baseline.
Very true. Not as strong as an arm as it was in Atlanta, but they did damage. The true big story to me this week is Nafisa Collier with an awful rolled ankle. It really looked like it snapped. They were blowing out the team by like 50 points, or they did.
I think it was the Aces.
It was the Aces, that's right. And that ankle really looked like Gumby.
Yeah. You know, just one of those unfortunate rolls. I do think the silver lining is only out 2 weeks. She'll probably get that ankle right, rest up the body, and then get ready for the whole postseason push. So I do think the Lynx are still in good shape. However, I will say, looking at their record and looking at this Fever team, the Fever can theoretically end the regular season in the second place of the WNBA standings, which to me is unbelievable if they can make that push, especially. You know, with CC out for so long.
We put the foreshadow. If you're a listener, if you're one of our five listeners, we did place that foreshadow that team is looking good, looking fit, and ready to make some damage in the postseason. And they're going to be a tough out. And look, they're five in a row. They've won five in a row, and they're rolling at the right time. And Caitlin is not even playing.
Yeah, I think they get another one of their players back off the injury list soon. I forget who the name is, but yeah, they're getting a player back soon from a groin injury.
Yeah, I forget her name too. But look, another player coming in to add, you know, some talent to that squad while they're on a win streak, while these new, it's all a new team, new coach. You got Sophie, you got Sid, you have Ari. It's like, how do they mesh so quickly in such a short season? They're really doing it. And we'll see what damage they make. Just touching back on Nafisa quick. Nafisa, does this hurt her MVP chances? Yes. When it comes to the home
stretch
here.
I think she's played enough of the games where I think she's dominated so much. If it's only 2 weeks, she's only going to probably miss like five games. To me, I say no. I think she's still the MVP.
MVP, Queen Fee.
I do have a question.
People on her tail before the question. Sabrina Ionescu is the third highest scorer in the W right now behind Asia. Fee is the leader. And then Kelsey Plum's number four. And so those players, right, they're licking their lips. Who knows? Sabrina's never won an MVP. Plum's was in the shadow of Asia and at the Aces, never won an MVP. I think the Sparks have an awful record. I don't think Plum could realistically win. It's a shame because she can win an MVP one season. But Sabrina can, who knows? She's beloved in the W. If she starts going off, there'll be some tight competition between maybe her and Fee.
I agree. I have two weird stats for you, and then I have a question for you.
Yeah, go.
First stat I heard is that Sabrina Ionescu, since being dubbed the power straight of the Liberty, is averaging close to like 30 points a game.
Oh my, look at that. She's got the good juju from the W.
Yes. The next weird stat I'm going to tell you is the Valkyries have never lost a game in which a green object has been thrown onto the court.
Oh. You know, right, for what? If you're superstitious, you know what to do.
You're superstitious and you're a Valkyries fan. Maybe you get Steph Curry showing up to a game, you know. mana ritual.
We're not
but
saying it.
The question I have for you, you know, we had a family barbecue yesterday. They know we have this podcast. And somebody asked me, they said, you know, can you explain to me what the hate is amongst the players in the WNBA to Caitlin Clark? And, you know, I tried to find the right words. How would you answer that?
Why does the W hate Caitlin Clark? Or seemingly dislike her?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they thought she got more clout than she deserved coming into the W. And for whatever reason, your belief is why she came in with that much clout. She was the NCAA all-time leading scorer. I think that's the reason she could pull up from the logo. That's also another great reason. But people go, oh, okay. She turns it over a lot. She's not this Jordan of the W or Jordan of women's basketball. Why are people liking her so much? It might be for this reason. It might be for that reason. And not for basketball. So they feel it's a little unfair.
If I can summarize, it seems like it's a little bit of overrated and a little bit of jealousy because of the overhype then?
Yes. I that's a perfect way to put it. Where other players have been balling and they haven't gotten the same amount of clout. And like Asia, they feel like Asia should just be like as popular as Caitlin. But it's more than the game. It's sports entertainment. It's her personality. She's kind of a goofball. She talks trash. She has a big mouth when it comes to getting players what they deserve in the league. I want chartered flights. You know, someone who wins the Commissioner's Cup gets more money if they win the championship. Was that it? I forget. But she'll run her mouth a little bit in a good way. And either it's you like it or you don't.
I think you had also mentioned before, like, Tiger Woods never really got hate, but he was like a minority in his sport, you know, for being his background. And, you know, I guess Caitlin is a minority in the sport.
Caitlin can
really know what I don't know what the dynamic breakdown of the demographic is.
Yeah, I don't know if she seems to skew conservative. She's never come out. That's just an assumption. So it could be that as well. Whereas someone like Paige is very liberal and outspoken when it comes to that. So she seems to be getting less of the hazing in the W than CeCe was. So who knows? I really don't know. It's individual based. It's her fans seem to be more conservative, playing in Iowa, now playing in Indiana, you know, right in the middle of the country.
I feel like Paige got a lot of hype out of college and coming into the league. And I just feel like Paige gets the invite to the barbecue and she gets like the non-hazing where, you know.
Her whole, even her family dynamic skews more in line with what the W is than Caitlin. You think Caitlin liked that Sydney Sweeney commercial or not?
Oh,
you don't have
wow.
to answer that.
I'm going to plead the fifth. I don't know. I can't speculate on something like that.
Yeah, that's too much. Another big news story talking about Dallas and Minnesota. Dejounte Carrington gets traded to Minnesota. Last year's most improved player of the year goes to Dallas. They look like they're setting up a good squad.
That's your girl.
Dallas is farts. I don't know. That's the first
Dallas
thing.
Is falling apart. Dallas is falling apart over there. Poor Paige.
Falling apart. They trade Dejounte. A great defensive player, a dog. She actually poked Caitlin in the eye, I think, last season. Just playing a good hard defense. I think that's a tremendous pickup for Minnesota. And she joins former teammates. I think she played alongside Courtney Williams in Connecticut. And I forget who else, and maybe even Heidemann. But they're bringing in somebody that has chemistry with some players already. And Dejounte could be my favorite player in the league. So very excited to see what she does for the Lynx in the playoffs. One more conspiracy theory for you. Maybe as
you
we wrap
stand
it up.
Dejounte.
I stand Dejounte hard. Dallas seems to be tanking a little bit.
I do have what?
Go.
Yeah, I'd say so. I do have one little WNBA personal nugget of information. So there's a three-point shooting stand where my dad shoots and you're able to win jerseys. And he's set the record at this end. He's up to 148. But the only jersey that they had was Iowa Caitlin Clark. So he put in a formal request. Biggie Hoops put in a formal request to order some more WNBA jerseys. And, you know, he's got five IOUs. So when they get delivered and when they come, hopefully we'll get some W merch that we could rock.
Yeah, get some content. I'll finish with this because my kid just got up. Is this possible? Dallas is tanking, so they get another number one pick, which I'm not sure if it'll happen. AZ Fudd, Paige Beckers on the same team. If AZ goes first in the draft, and she's really looking phenomenal and shooting around, doing content for Unrivaled. She's a megastar. That would be something. To get those two people on the same team.
I feel like Paige would not mind if that team drafts her.
No,
I think that would
not
be okay with Paige Becker.
That is something I haven't heard speculated on, and I think it would be a lot of fun.
That's a good take there. Good take there.
Fought around and
you know
find
what? I'm
going
to double down on your theory. If Paige has an unexpected hamstring pull in the next couple weeks. I would say I think that builds a little more momentum on your take there.
I love that. All right, we'll wrap it up. Kid's crying. I got to get him out of the car. And we'll do this again, I think maybe tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
All right, tomorrow. Thanks for listening,
the only
guys.
W. Yeah.
The only W.
All right, take
NBA
it easy.
Podcast. That's daily.